16年4月，
念一遍，又请你们大家一同开始来念。
I will read it once and all of us will read it.
约伯记第十九章，第29节
，Verse 20。
我知道我的救赎主如何做。
I know my redeemer lives.
末了，他必站在地上。
And that in the end he will stand upon the earth.
我的救赎主如何做。
My redeemer lives.
末了，他必站在地上。
And in the end he will stand upon the earth.
不但如此。
Not only that.
约伯怎么样讲呢
？What did Job say?
他说
，He said,
在我这皮肉灭绝之后
，And after my skin has been destroyed,
我必在肉体之外再见上帝。
Yet in my flesh I will see God.
我自己要见他。
I myself will see him.
我亲眼看见他。
With my own eyes.
并不像外人。
And not another.
我的心肠在我里面消灭了。
How my heart yearns within me.
我们大家一同来读。25到27，一二三，我知道我的救赎主何做，末了必站立在地上。我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见上帝。我自己要见他，亲眼要看他，并不像外人。请你注意，当约伯讲这句话的时候，其中有一个字在希伯来文可以两种翻译法。
There is a word that can be.
大家看这里，
不会。
我救赎主活着
，My Redeemer lives，
忘了要站在地上
，And in the end he will stand upon the earth。
我这个皮肉灭绝之后
，After my flesh has been destroyed，
我必在肉体之外见他。
In my flesh， apart from my flesh，
这个字原文也可以翻译在肉体之内见他。
In the original word, it can mean in my flesh。
之内之外两种翻译都可以。
You can translate it both ways, in or out of the flesh。
中文的圣经说什么呢
？The Chinese Bible says。
我的肉体之外看见他。
I will see him apart from my flesh。
在英文新的一本 King James Version 怎么讲
？In King James Version and also in
my flesh。我的肉体之内看见他。
In my flesh, I will see God。
所以，请你注意这句话。
So take note of this。
如果我们解释这，我死了以后，肉体之外看见他，很容易明白的。
It is easy to understand to see God。Apart from my flesh,
我死了吗
？I'm dead.
我的肉体灭绝了吗
？My body is gone.
我离开了我的肉体。
I've left my body.
我的肉体之外看见他。
Apart from my body, I see him.
但是这句话好像不是这个意思。
But this does not seem to be the case.
今天他说我要见他。
I will see him.
我也亲自用我的眼睛见他。
With my own eyes.
那时候我自己看见他。
My own eyes, I see him.
我自己在我的眼睛里面看见他。
With my own eyes, I see him.
所以这一段是你应当翻译我的肉身之内看见他。
And so the translation should be in the flesh.
那前面的一节说什么呢
？The earlier verse.
我肉身，我的皮肉灭绝之后是死啊。
After my skin has been destroyed.
后面一句话说什么呢
？The later verse.
我的肉身之内看见他。
In my flesh, I see.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
有一个新的肉体来了。
It means a new body.
有新的眼睛来了。
A new eyes.
我要亲眼再看见他。
With my eyes, I see.
不是在肉身之外
，not apart from the flesh.
肉身之内
，but in the flesh.
我这个皮肉灭绝之后
，after this flesh has
been destroyed. 我这个身死了以后
，after this body is gone.
我要在我的肉身之内看见他。
Within my flesh, I will still see.
我现在这个皮肉灭绝是什么时候？
When will this flesh disappear?
现在。
It will disappear.
那时候我看见他是什么呢
？When will I see him?
是在他末了在地上显现的时候。
Is when he will stand here.
所以这段圣经太奥妙了。
This is a mysterious.
这段圣经给我们看见，上主是永活的。
It shows us that God lives forever.
他是拯救我们、赎我们罪的那一位主宰。
He is the God and Lord that will save us from
our sins. My Redeemer lives.
我的救赎主活着。
他永远活着。
He lives forever.
活到什么时候呢
？He will.
世界末日的时候，他要站起来。
Until the end of the world, he will stand.
在这个世界上，他要站立起来。
He will stand upon this world.
英文圣经翻译成他在末后的时候要站立或起来。
The Indonesian verse says.That at the end he will arise,
好像他要复兴起来一样。
As if he is
不是的
，no，
他要站在地面上。
But he will stand on the
earth. 从今而做
，from now to the end，
他不需要再复起来。
He doesn't need to be revived.
他要活着直到那天站在地面上审判天主。
He will live until the end, and he will judge the world.
所以约伯的主
，the Lord of Job，
是一个救赎主
，is a saving Lord.
约伯的主
，the Lord of Job，
是一个活的救赎主
，is a living Savior.
约伯的主
，the Lord of Job，
是长远活着的救赎主
，is a Lord and Savior that lives forever.
约伯的主
the Lord of Job，
幕后要审判全世界的主。
It's the Lord that will judge the world.
约伯的主
，the Lord of Job，
世界的末代表是再向人显现的主。
Will come again and show himself.
约伯的主
，the Lord of Job，
是使人死了也再复活的主。
It's the Lord that will resurrect the dead.
所以他说我这披露灭绝以后
，and so he said in the end，
我必在肉身之内再看见他。
In my flesh I will see God.
我用这新的肉身的亲眼看见他。
With this new flesh, with my new eyes, I will see him.
末代的时候他复活了。
And the last day, he's resurrected.
末代的时候他有一个新的身体。
He will have a new body.
末代的时候他亲眼看见主。
In the last day, he will see God.
这一个伟大的信仰。
This is a great faith.
整个约伯记真正的中心。
It's the focus of the entire book of Job.
这今生的血肉是会灭亡的。
That the body of this life will disappear.
地上的生命是会死的。
My life on earth is temporal.
我的皮肉是会灭绝的。
That my flesh will decay.
末后的时候。
But in the end,
世界末后的时候。
The end of the world.
我要亲眼看见主。
I will still see
God. 在肉体里面看见主。
I will see him in my flesh.
现在死的身体，末后的时候有肉体看见主，什么意思呢？
What does it mean to have a body now and still see a God?
就是在整本圣经里面文字记录里面最先包含有复活意义伟大的圣经。
In the entire Bible, this is the first time it has the concept of resurrection.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
请你注意，那个是神还没有应许复活的事情。
Remember, at that time there was no promise of the resurrection.
神还没应许复活的事情以前。
But before he promised.
亚伯拉罕已经从神的启示中间发现复活才是真正了解上帝话语的一个关键。
The revelation, from the revelation of God, Abraham understood that resurrection is the only solution.
当神还没有把复活的应许用文字记下来的时候
，Before God gave us a written promise of the resurrection，
要么从他受死的皮肉要灭绝，从神的永化之间找到有关联，有一天我一定会复活。
Job understand from his suffering and the eternal God that one day he must be resurrected.
这两个人过了很久以后。
Many, many years after these two persons,
神才把复活的事情显明在人间。
God showed us the resurrection.
因为人学习的过程需要太久的时间。
Because men take a long time to learn.
神是这么忍耐、宽容，等候人明白他的话语。
And God is such a patient person waiting for us.
所以许多说几百年，神赐贵人，其实一件重要的事情。
Sometimes for several centuries, the Lord will reveal one thing to us.
有时经过几千年，才把一句重要的话讲出来。
Sometimes after several thousands of years, God gave us an important sentence.
人在战事中间能够明白上帝永远的心意，不是一件容易的事情。
This is because it is difficult for men in the temporal world to understand the eternal God.
当神应许复活的时候
，when God promised the resurrection,
不先用言语表达出来。
It was not shown in words.
他先用实际的行动给人看见。
First, he showed us in pragmatic ways.
怎么样呢
？How?
以利亚真正叫死人复活。
Elijah resurrected the dead.
以利沙真正叫死人复活。
Elisha truly resurrected the dead.
再过几百年以后
，a few hundred years later,
以赛亚才用文字记录死亡一定被吞灭掉。
Isaiah recorded that death will be swallowed up.
我们在研究圣经中间复活观念的演进。
When we study the progressive revelation of the resurrection,
以利亚从哪里学来这一套？不是神学院学来的。
Elijah did not learn this from the seminary.
以利亚看见那个孩子死了以后。
When he saw that the child is dead,
他就求告耶和华。
He called upon the Lord.
愿附在孩子的面上。
And then he went on top of the child.
眼对眼，口对口，嘴对嘴，耳对耳。
And all his elements of his face was aligned.
求上帝使已经离弃的灵魂回到他的身体。
He asked the Lord to grant the spirit back to the child.
这孩子活过来了。
And the child was raised.
伊利亚就把他带给他的母亲那里。
Elijah brought him to the mother.
这是圣经里面第一次真正记载有人已经死了在复活的事情。
This is the first actual incident in the Bible of the resurrection.
是谁的作为？
Who did this?
神的作为。
It was a work of God.
透过谁显明出来？
Through which person?
透过神的仆人伊利亚显明出来。
The servant of God, Elijah.
伊利亚怎么样死在复活？
How did he make the child come
back? 透过神的能力。
Through the power of God.
神呼叫。
He called upon
God. 求主赐福。
To ask the Lord to bless.
新的复活的事情。
And so the miracle occurred.
伊利亚年老的时候。
When he was old.
上帝说伊利亚你去到某某地方去。
Elijah said, God said, Elijah, go to
the city. 要高抹伊利沙来接替你的工作。
And anoint Elisha to take your way.
这句话使我很惊奇。
I was amazed by this.
因为伊利亚的时代有许多先知门徒的学校。
at Elijah's time, there were many students.
马来西亚神学院、新加坡神学院、印尼神学院，一大堆学生。
People from all seminaries.
上帝说：“伊利亚，在里面找高材生一个出来就可以了。
”God said, "Pick the most."
上帝说：“不、oh,
，No，
你不是在这些神学里面找人。
Do not find from the seminary.
你到你的乡下去
，Go to the village.
找一个年轻人
，Look for a boy.
把他高。
Anoint him,
让他接替你
and let him take away
为什么上帝这么做我不知道
I don't know why God
其实那些先知门徒的学生程度是不错的
The students of the prophet school were pretty good
那一天以利亚要升天他们在查出耶和华的灵对他也这样讲
When the day of Elijah being taken away they knew it
所以他们真的有先知的灵的功用
And so they were prophetic
但是不同的地方在哪里呢
What were the
他们懂是懂跟不到底
They were no, they know.
所以后来一个又回去了。
But then all them fell away.
以利沙跟到最后一秒钟，看见以利沙怎么被接上。
Followed Elijah till the very end and witnessed her ascension.
不同就在这里。
This is the difference.
上帝对以利亚说：“去把以利沙叫出来。
”Go and call Elijah.
让他接替你。
Anoint him as your person.
这些神学院毕业的人对他说：“你知道吗？你的老师今天要走了。”
The graduates of the schools ask Elijah, "Do you know that your master is going?"
他们相当厉害。
They are pretty good.
他们研究的清楚的。
They studied it.
知道 information 很准的。
Their information was.
连日子就是今天。
They knew the very.
他们算出来的。你知道吗
？Do you know this?
伊丽莎说什么呢
？Elijah said.
我知道，你们闭口不要讲话。
I know all of you keep quiet.
你读了很多，不可以跟你讲道。
You study a lot, but I will not let you.
你以为我不知道？我知道。
I know about this.
我知道，我不要讲，你不必讲。
You don't have to tell me.
几次讲这样的话语？
They told me many times.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我研究那些对话，我很受感动的。
I was deeply moved by the dialogue.
伊丽莎走了最后一步的时候
，In the last step,
那一些日子，伊丽莎做些什么
？What did Elisha do?
带领查经班吗？
带领青年团
体吗？
Bible study?
没有。
No.
以利沙已经被上帝定作为继承人了。
Elisha was set as the successor.
他什么事都没做。
But he didn't do anything.
就跟着以利亚。
Except follow Elijah.
替他找水。
And serve him.
这样卑微。
Such a humble job.
像 low profile.
Such a low profile.
这样好像没有用的工作。
Such a useless job.
神要用的人。
When God wants to use someone.
先平静安稳。默默无声，谦卑淡待，有些忽然间一鸣惊人。
God will use a person humbly for most of his life until suddenly he becomes.
今天许多的青年人有一点恩赐，就一天到晚一直鸣，一直鸣，一鸣一鸣也不惊人。
Many young people with a little bit of talent like to talk very much about themselves.
到最后一天
，But in the last day,
以利亚突然间问以利沙一句话。
Elijah suddenly asked Elisha,
我要走了。
I am going to leave.
你向我求什么？
What will you ask of me?
啊，有机会求了。
Now there's a chance to ask for something.
你把你所有的书留下来给我好不好
？Why don't you give me all your books?
我就不必买那么多神秀的书了。
I don't have to buy so many books.
马上得到一大笔的属灵的产业了。
Suddenly you have lots of spiritual gifts.
你既然要走了，不读书了，对不对
？Since you are going, you don't need the books.
全部你的图书馆给我好不好
？Give me your library.
以利沙不这样祷告。
That was not what he asked.
你到底向我求什么？
What would you want?
你是区会的会长，把这个这份给我好不好
？Elijah said, "You are the moderator of the presbytery. Give it to me."
你要知道，我已经等很久了。The chairman of the synod.
Oh, chairman of the synod.
那我给接替你的高位置好不好
？Can I take over your position?
没有。
No.
以利亚说。
Elijah just said.
你求什么
？What will you ask from me?
以利沙说。
Elijah said.
你向我对你求。
You are asking me.
求什么？我就求一个你不能给我的啊、哦，好厉害哦
！I will ask you something that you cannot give.
以利沙默默无闻几十年，一发问的吓死以利亚了。
Elijah suddenly had a brilliant question.
你要什么
？What do you want?
我要感动你的灵，加倍感动我。
May the spirit that inspired me inspire me doubly.
现在轮到以利亚一直爬头，虽然没有痒。
Elijah was confused.
那我怎么给你呢
？How do I give you this?
你要感动我的灵。
You want the spirit that
加倍的感动你。
Inspire you
圣灵在你身上的工作两倍我
That the Holy Spirit will work twice on you
这样的年轻人雄心大志这是了不起的
This is a young man with great ambition
一定要不回答为什么我哪里会给你
Elijah couldn't answer it
给你几本书可以的
Maybe you have a few
books 给你一个帽子也可以的
Maybe a hat
给你个修为也可以的
Maybe a status
所以以利亚升天的时候
When Elijah was taken away
就把他的波斯袍丢下去
He threw away his coat
那个不能这个可以了
And give him the coat
就把他的衣袍丢下去
And threw away his garment
以利沙拿了这个袍
After Elijah took the garment
他不是穿上去你看我代表以利沙你看 他的名字在这里，有没有？
He didn't just wear it off.
他把它卷起来。
He rolled it up.
到了约旦河的时候，
When he reached the river Jordan,
用米利亚的衣服打水。
He used it and kicked the water.
他讲一句话。
And said something.
他说什么？耶和华，以利亚的上帝在哪里？
He said, Jehovah God, the God of Elijah.
他不夸以利亚。
He didn't use his name.
他夸耶和华。
He was about God.
主啊，你与他同在。
Lord, you were with him.
他时代时代过去了。
His time has passed.
我为你工作。
Now I'm working.
你与我同在。
Be with me.
你是以利亚的上帝。
You are the God of Elijah.
所以以利亚不在。
Elijah is no longer here.
你是不是以利亚的上帝？
Are you the God of Elijah?
我不管衣服。
I don't care.
我不管修为。
The garment.
我要你的能力。
I want your power.
我要你的同在。
I want your presence.
God of Israel. God of Elijah. Where are you?
以色列的上帝，你在哪里？
以利亚的上帝，
以利亚的上帝，
你在哪里？神的灵就感动他了。
And the spirit got moved.
照样约旦河分开。
In the same way, the river Jordan opened.
他回去。
And he returned.
从今以后。
From that time on.
你要看到底以利沙有没有以利亚双倍的灵？
Did he double his
spirit? 有没有啊？有。
Yes.
圣经记载。
The Bible says.
以利亚一生行神迹七次。
Elijah had seven miracles in his life.
以利沙一生行神迹十四次。
And Elijah had 14 miracles.
以利亚生前叫一个人复活。
Elijah resurrected a single person.
以利沙生前叫一个人复活，死了以后再叫另外一个人复活。
Elijah resurrected a person when he was alive, another one after he died.
以利沙过的生活
，the life of Elijah，
一定是很简陋的
，must have been very simple.
没有什么钱可以给那些替他埋葬的人。
So not much money for those who buried
him. 他们就给他做一个很薄的坟墓，盖一些泥土就好了。
They probably buried him in a shallow grave.
风吹一打，骨头都露天了。
After a while, the bones were exposed.
因为像可怜的先知嘛。
Such a pathetic prophet.
生的时候很贫穷。
He was poor when he died.
死的时候枯骨给太阳晒。
When he died, his bones were exposed.
一定是葬在穷人的地方。
Probably buried in a poor.
所以穷人不能付埋葬费太贵。
They couldn't pay for his burial.
所以变成一个穷人的尸体来了。
Another poor person came.
他们到那里也就把他随便乱丢了，因为钱少嘛。
And they just threw his corpse anyway.
丢的碰到以利沙的骨头，马上活下来了。
But when he touched the bones of Elijah, he came alive.
以利沙生前死人复活，死后还能叫人复活。
After he died, Elisha was able to resurrect someone.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
以利亚叫人复活。
Elijah resurrected. Elisha did.
就是历史上神自己把复活的大能在人间显现出来。
And in history itself, God shown the power of resurrection.
亚伯拉罕里面是信仰的观念。
In the concept of Abraham, it was a concept of faith.
约伯里面只有文字的记录。
In Job, it was a recording in the Bible.
以利亚的时候，神具体叫世人复活显明出来。
In Elijah, Elisha, God really resurrected.
这是佛教、回教、基督教、孔家的宗教绝对没有的事情。
These are things that cannot be found in Buddhism, Islam, or Confucianism.
但是我告诉你，
But let me tell you this.
当以利亚叫人死人复活的时候，
When Elijah resurrected the dead,
他知道他不能，
He knew that he couldn't.
求告上帝。
So he called upon the name of the Lord.
以利沙要人复活的时候，
When Elisha wanted to resurrect,
他知道他不能，
He knew he couldn't.
他求告上帝。
He called upon the name of the Lord.
新约的时候，
But in the New Testament,
耶稣叫几个人复活？
How many people did Jesus resurrect?
耶稣叫几个人复活？啊，几个？你们不知道耶稣叫几个人复活啊？圣经记载几个啊？一个都不知道，你告诉我耶稣叫几个人复活？
How many people did Jesus resurrect?
啊，四个，三个加你嘛，四个啊，对不对？耶稣叫三个人复活。
Jesus resurrected three.
第一个是什么？
The first one.
耶鲁的女儿，
The daughter of Jairus.
十二岁的女孩子，
12.
刚刚死。
When she just died.
耶稣来了，
Jesus came.
他们还在哭。
They were still mourning.
耶稣达利达库米。
And Jesus said, 达利达库米。
女儿，我叫你活过来。
Which means, daughter, I ask you to arise.
就女孩子复活了。
And the child came alive.
刚刚死很容易活吗？因为可能假死嘛。
You may say that, well, this just died, so maybe very easy.
可能心脏暂时跳一下子嘛。
Maybe the heart temporarily
stopped. 第二次。
The second time.
死了好久。
A person that died for a long time.
等到要去埋葬的时候。
Before burial.
是独生子。
A only son
是寡妇的独生子
of a widow.
你会不会看见一个寡妇独生子一死马上拿去埋葬啊？
A widow would not bury an only son.
不可能的。 怎么会死呢？哭了几天，想清楚了还不知道他死了多久了。
They mourn for a long time.
等到一定要埋葬的时候。
When the day of burial comes.
不生死吗？一定要埋葬。
You must bury.
一定死很久才埋葬。
So it must be after a while.
耶稣等他死了很久，要埋葬那一天才到。
And Jesus came during the burial.
按住那个杆。
And then hold on to the rod.
止住整个这死亡的这种进军的队伍。
And pointed at the procession.
你们停下来。
Stop,
he said. 按住他。
He held on to the hearse.
少年人。
And said, young man.
吩咐你起来。
I command you to arise.
这个死人就起来了。
And the dead person came out.
你想想有什么比一个寡妇送自己的独生子上坟场更难过的可怜的事情。
What can be sadder than a widow sending the only son to the grave?
这是他第二次亲自送葬亲爱的人。
This is the second funeral procession for the widow.
她曾经葬她自己的丈夫。
She must have buried her husband first.
那时候可能抱着一个小孩子。
Maybe with a child.
一边哭一边说：“啊，你爸爸死了，你要奋斗长大成人，是我的安慰。”
Maybe she was encouraging the child to grow up and be a good person because the father had died.
现在第二次葬的就是这一个长大成人可以得到安慰的，也不安慰他去死。
That is the second one, the son had died.
有谁能够叫他眼泪停下来
？Who can stop the tears?
没有人。
No one.
没有人可以安慰这样的。
No one can comfort.
没有人可以叫他眼泪。
No one can dry the tears.
耶稣基督说
，Jesus Christ,
少年人
，Young man,
我吩咐你起来。
I command you to rise.
不必安慰，眼泪自己干的，因为他活了。
There's no need for comfort because he's alive.
耶稣第二次叫死人活。
The second time he resurrected.
第三次呢
？The third one.
更久。
A longer time.
耶稣故意久久才来。
Jesus waited a long time.
主啊，你所爱的人病了。
Lord,
你快快来啊
！He's dying.
耶稣说。我的时间还没有到，现在在讲到不叹乏了。
Jesus said, "My time is not up."
不久有人再来了。
After that, someone
came. 主啊，拉萨路死了。
Lazarus has died.
耶稣他不是死，他在睡觉。
Jesus said, "He has not died. He has fallen asleep."
他们说这样固执的人，叫你来不来，说迟你说睡觉，这怎么改的
？How can I change you?
你这样的观点怎么能改的
？You are so stubborn.
无论怎么样讲，你都不赞成。
I'm asking you to come to my side.
主啊，你说爱的人病了。
Oh Lord, the person you love is sick.
我现在讲的不探讨，没有办法的。主啊，你不让他死了。
You are not coming, so he died.
他没有死，他在睡觉。
And the answer is he's asleep.
他们想象耶稣这样的一个人，真是很难搞。
Probably think it's difficult to deal with Jesus.
死了四天以后
，Four days after he died.
耶稣说：“现在轮到我去探访了。”
Jesus says, "Time to visit."
他要去探访他所爱的人，要去死了四天了。
Another person is dead for four days.
你要不要知道一个人死了以后，第一天、第几个钟头、第几个钟会发生什么事情吗
？Do you know what happened to a person after he died?
你们曾经度过这个事情吗？
Have you read this before?
第一个钟头
，first hour,
第二个钟头
，second hour,
身体慢慢冷了
，the body
慢慢冷了，有里面的 tissue 慢慢坏了
，the tissue will start to decay,
你慢慢细菌就得剩你的细胞了
，and germs will have to,
慢慢你的皮肉慢慢灭绝了
，and then
慢慢从你的尸体跑出一条一条虫出来了
，and worms will appear,
慢慢这些虫就伸出翅膀飞来飞去了
，and then they will fly,
慢慢一些虫从这里钻出来，从这里再钻进去，再钻出去，乱七八糟的。
And all kinds of movement.
到了四天以后呢
？Four days later,
整个身体抽得不得了。
It will be very sick.
没有人能够再瘦了。
No one can stand it.
耶稣才来。
And then Jesus came.
你说亚鲁的女儿刚刚死嘛？可能是假死。
The daughter of Jairus just died.
那么拉撒路埋葬了四天是真死啊，假死啊
？What about Lazarus for four days?
所以有时候上帝的时间延迟是故意的。
Sometimes God deliberately delay His time.
告诉你，你没有资格随便妄论他。
To tell you that you are not qualified to judge him.
他说：“马大跑啊！”
Martha came.
听说耶稣来了。
She said, "Jesus is
here." 还没到新加坡，先到桥头，在那个新山那边等他。
Before he comes to Singapore, he's waiting.
主啊，你来了。
Lord, you're here.
马大是醉了心的。
Martha was fervent,
富感情的
，emotional,
很冲动的。
Very
有什么事情马上行动的
？And she wanted to do things quickly.
在一个家里面有三个人。
There were three persons in this family.
马大、
马特、
玛利亚、
Mary，
还有拉萨路。
And Lazarus.
你看今天三种基督徒。
Like three types of Christians.
一种忙，越忙越忙的基督徒。
The first type is very busy but always nothing accomplished.
一种听，注意最重要的信息。
The other type listen to the most important message.
一种静，后来死掉的基督徒。
The other type listen
to the most important message. 玛利亚、拉萨路。今天教会就有这三种基督徒，
所以代表
耶稣很爱这个家庭。
The Lord loved this family.
耶稣爱教会。
Because the Lord loved the church.
耶稣到处传道的时候
，When he preaches everywhere.
经过伯大尼
，When he passed by Bethany.
这个家庭三姐弟已经弄清楚了。
this family was spared.
那么无论怎么简单，一定要预备地方给耶稣休息，好不好
？They always prepare a place for Jesus Christ.
今天轮到他来用你房间，明天用我房间，后天用拉萨路，我们轮流一定要给他一个房间睡觉。
And they will take turn to take care of Jesus.
一定要煮东西给他吃。
And cook for him.
所以马大说：“我煮。”
马大是我。
无论煮的好吃不好吃，一定要煮。
She will always cook.
啊，玛利亚说：“好，你煮，我就跟耶稣谈话。接待人客也要有人的吗
？”Mary will take care of Jesus and speak to him.
所以他在里面倾向倾向。主的声音比耶稣讲道的声音更大声一点点。
马太我 cook in the kitchen。
那么玛利亚就在那边一直听，一直听，一边听一边跟他姐姐吵得很厉害。
And Mary will listen closely to Jesus.
但是他从来不告姐姐，耶稣啊，他吵翻太大声了，没有吵。
But she never accused of sister in front of
Jesus. 只有他的姐姐说：“你看，我妹妹一点都不帮忙，已经十二点半了，还在那边听到，叫他来替我放一点酱油。
”Well, Martha will complain about Mary listening to Jesus and not helping.
耶稣有没有说玛利亚，你一直听到去帮你解决，有没有？
是 Jesus 没有
的歌。耶稣说马大马大，你这一匹大马，你终于为这些事情忙碌。
Hey, Martha, you are busy with all these things.
玛利亚
，But Mary
已经选了上好的福分，是不能过去。
I've already selected a better blessing.
有很多人以为耶稣来，我们开开大门，他请他吃大餐。耶稣到世界上来吃的是吗
？Many people think that Jesus come here to have a big feast to celebrate.
有一次我在一个地方讲道
，Once I was preaching somewhere.
讲完道，他们说快快快快，我们把你送到一个家，有一个姐妹请你吃饭。
After that, they say, "Hey, I want to send you to some fellow's house."
我就感觉为什么快快到他的家吃饭
？I was wondering why.
他刚打电话煮好了，都是热热的，要快快吃。
Because the sister called, I just cooked. Everything is warm.
这个姐妹一定没有听到，对不对呢
？I said, surely she didn't hear the sermon.
我在讲到她在煮菜，对不对
？When I was preaching,
我讲完了，她也煮完了，对不对呢
？After I finished,
聚会完，我就要去吃还有热热的吃，对不对呢
？So that I can go where the food is warm.
我就感到 something wrong.
Something is wrong.
不大对的。
Not very right.
我吃的时候
，When I was eating,
我就问了。
Asked,
你们刚才有没有参加聚会啊？
You participate
in the gathering? 没有，我们就是要煮这么多，哪里会参加聚会
said, ？No, I was we were cooking.
从那一天开始
，From that day onwards,
我绝对不去吃那些不听我讲道的人为我煮的。
I never go and attend dinner of those who never attend the gathering.
我讲完到路边吃一点东西，我不要这样吃。
I was more willing to just eat anywhere.
这么远来
，I've come so far.
不是来吃你的
，Not to eat.
我要你听上帝。
I want you to listen to the word of God.
马大不明白。
Martha didn't understand.
所以马大听到的时候，一面煮听两句，再煮再听两句。
And so she was busy when she was listening.
啊，所以呢，你不来听到，就拿一个录音带在汽车放放。
You may not want to come and just listen to audio tape.
在吃热闹的时候，你就不听。
And but when there's distraction,
等到红灯太久，你就听两句。
When there's red light, you listen more.
你怎么明白上帝的道呢
？How can you understand the word of God?
耶稣说：“我就是火。”
Jesus said, "I am the light."
我就是生命。
I'm the resurrection.
主啊，这我早就主的时候都听过，录音带也听过了几句了。
Martha will say, "Oh, I already know this."
我知道，以后末日的时候，全世界都要复活，我也复活，大家活，知道。
I know in the last day we'll all be resurrected.
所以呢，他和玛利亚不一样。
She was different from Mary.
耶稣没有讲，他都知道了。
She already knew.
这种人怪不得不要听到，对不对呢
？So surely she would not
listen. 他只要祷告耶稣听，不要耶稣讲道给他听。
She had to pray for Jesus to listen to her, but do not want to listen to Jesus.
今天只有两种教会。
There are only two types of church.
一种教会主啊，我服侍你，我要信你。听啊，完了以后你讲，我不听。
Many churches are very fervent, but they don't want to listen to God.
灵恩派的是这样吗
？Charismatics like.
你在灵恩派教会，你听到什么道
？What kind of message have you heard?
神对人讲什么话
？What would God say to men?
真的注意听到吗
？Do they listen? No.
你的这敬拜赞美里面都有了。
Because we can worship and.
敬拜完了以后。一个钟头累了，你讲到我睡觉。
One hour later we are tired. When you preach, I will fall asleep.
另外一种教会呢
？Another type of church.
我们多多讲道
，preach a lot.
仔细听到
，listen carefully.
一条一条听，
One、
还要再开课给你听，介绍书给你听。
More seminars.
这就是我们的教会。
This is our church.
就是我们的立场。
Our position.
归正神学的立场。
A reform position.
听神的。
When you listen to God.
不要单单神听你的。
And don't ask him to listen、Amen. To you.
好了，两种人。
Two type of people.
玛利亚。
Mary,
一直等耶稣讲道
waited for Jesus to preach.
马大
Martha,
一直找机会努力服侍耶稣，使大家知道他是忙得不得了的。
Try all sorts of methods to serve Jesus, that, so that everyone will know.
耶稣对马大讲话。
Jesus said to Martha,
他说我都懂了，早就懂了。
She said, I already knew.
什么复活不复活，就是死了再活叫做复活。
All the resurrection is after you die.
耶稣最后末日的时候，全世界复活，我都知道了。
I already know that on the last day we'll all be resurrected.
他不是没有听过道，他都听过。
She has heard all this.
一知半解。 他断章取义，
他会
他这一点那一点乱凑一场。他做见证也会被很多圣经就全部不连在一起。
And he can memorize the Bible, but all in a mess.
真可怜的。
Pathetic.
有一次我在一个地方叫巴曼丹西安大讲道。
Once I was preaching at Pamantan Siya.
我一个同学说，你一定要抽空去见我那一个已经78岁的父亲，他快要死了，你传福音给他好不好？
A friend of mine asked me to preach to his dying father.
我一天讲40道。
I was preaching 4 sessions.
抽时间跑到爸爸那里。
And then I took time to visit his father. I'm not gonna.
老父亲出来，你是谁？
Who are you?
我说我你的孩子的朋友。
I say I'm a friend of your child.
我们都在神学院里面的。
We are in the seminary. 现
在我来布道时，我特别来看你，要传福音给你。
I'm visiting you to preach.
你要传什么福音？
He say what sort of gospel you want?
我要讲耶稣基督道理。
I say I want to talk about Jesus Christ.
讲耶稣。
You want to talk about Jesus?
你不必讲，我早就知道了。
I already know.
我说你知道耶稣吗？
I say you know.
他就知道。
Yes, I do.
耶稣，我早就知道。
I already know.
就是那个他母亲不结婚，肚子越来越大，后来生孩子的那个耶稣。
The one whose mother is not married and then had him.
就他后来耶稣死了，说能够替人家洗罪，那个耶稣我早就听过了。
I already know about this Jesus who died for you.
你这样讲嘛，你讲什么我都听过了。
I've heard everything.
哎呀，我很渴，我还没有开口，他全部听过了。
You already knew everything.
他的耶稣就是那个肚子大了后来生出来不结婚的那个叫做耶稣。
That's why he knew about Jesus, the mother who is not married.
就这样信耶稣。
And that's how he believes.
就这样认识耶稣。
That's how he knows Jesus.
真的可怜。
So it's quite sad.
我没有一次传道那样失望的。
I was very disappointed.
知道他的心塞住了，一句话都不能进去。
I know that his heart is blocked and he couldn't hear anything.
就像马大一样。
Like Martha.
以为自己什么都懂，完全不懂。
He thought he knew everything, but he knew nothing.
真可怜。
It's very sad.
今天有许多教会里面这四长老忙忙碌碌，从来不懂上帝的旨意。
Many deacons and elders work very hard in the church without knowing the will of God.
因为年轻的时候有一点钱，人家选他做长老做惯了，以为这个就叫做侍奉上帝。
Because when they are young, they may be very rich and elected to be elder, and they think this is the way.
世界各地你都可以看到这样的基督。
You can see this everywhere in the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣对马大说
，Jesus said to Martha,
你若有信心。你就必看见上帝的荣耀。
If you have faith, you will see the glory of God.
观念中的复活是末日。
Your concept of resurrection is the last day.
我告诉我就是复活。
Let me tell you, I
am
the resurrection and the life.
今天我要叫你的弟弟拉撒路从死里复活。
Today I will resurrect your brother Lazarus.
耶稣说挪开这一块挡住的石头。
Jesus said, remove the stone.
他们把坟墓面前的石头挪开了。
They took away the big stone.
一挪开的时候
，After that,
臭味冲出来。
Immediately the bed smelled.
死掉四天。
After 4 days,
早就臭了。
It was so smelly.
现在你才知道。
Now that you know,
教会里面也有一种人。
There are some people in church.
灵性死了很久，有石头挡住，还看不见他有臭味，就是。
The spirituality has been dead for so long.
走开！
Was blocked by the stone.
走开以后呢，活的主在外面。
The living Lord was outside.
死的拉撒路在里面。
The dead Lazarus inside.
面对面亲自相会。
They were looking at each other.
Direct encounter personally.
就是亲自的个人相会。
然后耶稣说什么？
And Jesus.
拉撒路。
Lazarus.
出来。
Come for.
那死人就出来。
And the dead person.
头包着布。
With all the fine.
脚包着布。
And the cloth.
脚包着布。
With the feet.
把你全身包起来，你会走吗？
Can you walk? You like
that? 走。因为上帝的命令。
The commandment of God is here.
生命的主宰的命令。
The Lord of life.
耶稣基督讲的话。出来。
Jesus Christ said, "Come."
他怎么出来的？
How did he move?
这样出来。为什么呢？
Why?
因为还包着的嘛。
He was still bound now.
现在也有这种基督徒得救了吗？得救。Yeah. 你说来干什么？他这样跟。
The Christians are there today to walk like that. Jesus said, let him remove the clothing.
叫他走。
That he may walk.
基督徒
Christians,
你不能拯救人。
You cannot save others.
你只能做两件事。
You can only do two things.
Pre-evangelism.
Pre-evangelism.
Post-evangelism.
And post.
福音没有来的时候。
Before the gospel comes.
你去拦阻。
You remove obstacles.
生命来到了以后。
When the life of the gospel comes.
解除捆绑。
You
帮助人进到更自由的生活。
To help them enter into greater freedom.
救赎的工作呢？你不能做的。
But you cannot do the work of salvation.
你只能挪开石头。
You can remove the stone.
你只能打开绑布。
And remove the bindings.
那个真正叫人复活的，耶稣基督拉撒路出来是你不能做的。
The true work is from Jesus Christ that you cannot do.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
拉撒路出来了。
Lazarus came forth.
请问耶稣叫几个人复活？
How many people did Jesus raise?
几个啊？三个。
Three.
以利亚一个。
Elijah one.
以利沙一个。
Elisha two.
生前的时候。
21.
耶稣三个。
Jesus three.
有保罗一个。
And Paul one.
彼得一个。
Peter one.
耶稣在十字架上的时候。
When Jesus was on the cross.
那个时候有一大堆的死人复活。
Many people were resurrected.
那么这些我们都不提。
We won't talk about this.
耶稣叫三个人复活的时候。
But when Jesus resurrected the three.
到上帝啊。
He said, God,
帮助我吧。
Help me.
免得你的儿子表演不成功。
So that I will be successful in this show.
我现在如果给人家活，他没有活，我很羞耻，怎么办呢？
I will be humiliated in this stuff.
求你显出你的能力。
Show me your power.
你用我吧。
Use me.
奉耶和华的名叫
我。
需要吗？
Did he do that?
不需要。
No.
以利亚需要吗？
Did Elijah do that?
以利沙需要吗？
Or Elisha.
彼得需要吗？
Peter.
保罗需要吗？
Or Paul.
需要。
All of them.
耶稣需要吗？
What about Jesus?
不需要。
No.
因为他就是生命的本体。
He himself is the source of life.
生命的主,
the Lord of life.
他是复活的本体。
He is the resurrection.
他不必说，上帝啊，给拉撒路可以复活吧。
He did not say, God resurrect Lazarus.
因为他就是上帝。
He himself is God.
拉撒路出来。
And so he said, Lazarus come forth.
拉撒路就出来。
And Lazarus did.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
你真正揪到你所信的主是复活的主吗？
Do you truly understand that the Lord you believe in is a resurrected Lord?
真正明白你的主不但是复活的主，是死人复活的主。
Do you truly understand that the Lord not only is resurrected, he will resurrect the dead?
这个权柄已经在教会里面。
This power is in the church.
我们传福音。
When we preach the gospel,
就叫人从死掉的灵性里面复活过来。
We are resurrecting them from the death in spirituality.
为人祷告。
When we pray for others,
就是撒旦的权势离开他。
Is so that the power of Satan will leave him.
基督耶稣显现。
And Jesus Christ come.
为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
To get rid of the work of the devil.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
这是圣经里面给我们看见，基督自己是复活的具体的一个见证。
This is a true testimony that Jesus is the resurrection.
除此以外。
Other than this.
旧约圣经又告诉我们。
The Old Testament tells us.
上帝在但以理书第十二章第二、第三、第八、第十一、第十二节告诉我们。
The book of Daniel, chapter 12.
有关于最伟大的旧约里面的复活的应许。
There are many great promises of the resurrection.
许多睡在尘埃里面的都要起来。
Many who are asleep in the ashes will be arisen.
这个在五经里面没有的话语。
We cannot see this in the Pentateuch.
这个历史书里面没有话语。
Or in the historical.
诗篇里面没有的话语。
Or the Psalms.
在但以理最后一章写明出来。
But in the last chapter of Daniel, we see.
后来但以理第八节问什么？
Daniel chapter 8:12-8 says,
一面不明白，
he couldn't understand this.
表示神的启示超过先知的理性。
It means that the revelation was beyond the reasoning of the prophet.
最后两节的时候，
in the last two verse,
耶和华对但以理说，
God spoke to
Daniel. 你写下来，
wrote this.
写完了后，
after that,
你去休息吧，
go and rest.
你也去死吧，
and then go and die.
你不明白你写了，你去死算了。
It doesn't matter that you don't understand.
但是呢，有一天呢，
but one day,
你会再起来，
you will rise,
享受你的份，
to receive your inheritance.
先知们就照着神的启示写下了这些东西。
And the prophet wrote the promises of God.
然后他们去安息。
And then they rested.
等到末后的时候，
till the last day,
耶稣基督再来，
when Jesus Christ come again,
死人复活，
he will resurrect them.
这样的话呢，
and these words,
在但以里面说什么呢？
can be seen,
有人起来，
in Daniel,
要被定罪。
Some will rise,
有人起来，
and judge,
要得着荣耀，
and be glorified.
感谢上帝，
thanks be to God.
我们都是人，
all of us are human beings.
我们都是有罪的人，
we are all sinful.
我们都是必死的人，
we will die.
我们的信仰，
but our faith
告诉我们，
tells us,
我们的主是永活的，
our God is ever living.
是死人活的，
he resurrected the dead.
末后的时候，
and the last day,
站在地上，
he will stand upon the earth.
是尘埃里面已死的人，
that those who are dead in the ashes,
无论善人
Whether they are good,
无论恶人
or bad,
都要复活。
They will all be resurrected.
复活的奖赏
and have the rewards of the resurrection.
有的人复活受定罪。
Some will be judged because of the resurrection.
你在哪里？
Where are you then?
愿上帝赐福给我。
May the Lord bless us all.
今天
today,
复活节的时候
on Easter,
我把这一篇复活的信息传给你们。
I have preached to you this message of the resurrection.
愿主坚固你的心。
May the Lord form your faith.
使你活得有意义。
That your life will have meaning.
复活的时候，
when you are resurrected,
永远与神在荣耀里。
You will be forever with God in His glory.
Amen.
Amen.
我们站起来。
Let us stand up together.